जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Jaya Radha Bharaneshwara Radha Bharaneshwara Radha Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavanadam Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitha Jaya Gauranitha Jaya Gauranitha Jaya Gauranitha Nitya Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitya Gaura Hari Bol Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Shila Guru Deva Vishnupada, Paramahamsa Parivijikachara, Sutta, Divine Grace, Avaishanarendra, Bhaktivedanta, Samishra Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Iskon Fundar Shila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Jai Ho, Vishnupada, Paramahamsa Parivijikachara, Sutta, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasa Goswami Prabhupada, Maharaj Thakur, Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda, Ki Jai, Nama Charishkadas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sakho jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithyananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakturanda ki jai. Shri Shri Radhakshna Gopinath Radhakun Shamad Giri Gordan ki jai. Vrindavan Matra Gokla Dwara Pradham ki jai. Jagannath Pradham ki jai. Navadip Maya Pradham ki jai. Gangala Yamunamai ki jai. Bhakti Deva Tulasi Devi ki jai. Saveta Bhakturanda ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Bhakti. All glorious to Assembly. All glorious to Assembly. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nitamena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sabhitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూపకదామయ్యం దదాతి సుపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాం చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సాగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాం సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాం చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ కాదే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణామామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు ఆనంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ కాంతో 29th చాప్టర్ 9th వర్స్ విషయానభిసందాయ యశ ఐశ్వర్యమేవ వా యశ ఐశ్వర్యమేవ వా అర్చయద్యోమాం పృథక్ భావ సరాజసః విషయానభిసందాయ యశైశ్వర్యమేవ వా అర్చయద్యోమాం పృథక్ భావ సరాజసః విషయానభిసంధాయ యశైశ్వర్యమేవ వా అర్చయద్యోమాం పృథక్ భావ సరాజసః విషయానభిసందాయ యశైశ్వర్యమేవ వా అర్చయావాచ్యయోమం పృథక్ భావాసరాజసః విషయానభిసందాయ యశైశ్వర్యమేవ వా అర్చయావాచ్యయోమం पृथक भावासराजस विषयानभिसन्धाय यशाईश्वरितमेव वा अर्चादावर्चयो यो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस विषयानभिसन्धाय ऐश्वर्यमेव वा अर्चादावर्चयो यो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस माताजी विषयानभिसन्धाय यशाऐश्वर्यमेव वा अर्चादावर्चते यो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस विषयानभिसन्धाय यशाऐश्वर्यमेव वा अर्चादावर्चयो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस विषयानभिसन्धाय यशाऐश्वर्यमेव वा अचादवच्चभ्यो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस विषयानभिसन्धाय यशाऐश्वर्यमेव वा अचादवच्चभ्यो माम् पृथक् भावासराजस
हरे कृष्ण व्हाट्स मीनिंग विषयान सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स अभिसंधाय एमिंग एट यशः फेम ऐश्वर्यम ऑपुलेंस एव इंडीड वा और अर्च आदव इन वर्शिप ऑफ द डेटी एंड सो ऑन अर्चेत मे वर्शिप यह इहु माम मी पृथक् भावः ए सेपरेटिस्ट सह ही राजसह इन द मोड ऑफ पैशन ट्रांसलेशन बेस डिवाइन रिजर्वेशन ऑल इन द भक्ति वेदांत समिश्र प्रभुपाद की द वर्शिप ऑफ डेटीज इन द टेम्पल बाय सेपरेटिस्ट विद द मोटिव फॉर मेटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट फेम एंड ऑपुलेंस इज डिवोशन इन द मोड ऑफ पैशन Hare Krishna, please lift up me. The worship of deities in the temple by a separatist with a motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. Hare Krishna purport. The word separatist must be understood carefully. The Sanskrit words in this connection are Vinna Druk or Pratak Bhavaha. A separatist is one who sees his interest as separate from that of the Supreme Lord. Mixed devotees or devotees in the mode of passion and ignorance think that the interest of the Supreme Lord is supplying the orders of the devotee. The interest of such devotees is to draw from the Lord as much as possible for their sense gratification. This is the separatist mentality. Actually, pure devotion is explained in the previous chapter. The mind of the Supreme Lord and the mind of the devotee should be dovetailed. A devotee should not wish anything but to execute the desire of the Supreme. That is oneness. When the devotee has an interest or will different from the interest of the Supreme Lord, his mentality is that of a separatist. When the so-called devotee desires material enjoyment without reference to the interest of the Supreme Lord, or he wants to become famous or opulent by utilizing the mercy or grace of the Supreme Lord, he is in the mode of passion. Mayavadis, however, interpret this word separatist in a different way. They say that while worshipping the Lord, one should think himself one with the Supreme Lord. This is another adulterated form of devotion within the modes of material nature. The conception that the living entity is one with the Supreme is in the mode of ignorance. Oneness is actually based on oneness of interest.
Krishna, this is the final conclusive for Prashna Prabhupada, very important. For this shloka it is very important. A pure devotee has no interest but to act on behalf of the Supreme Lord. When one has even a tinge of personal interest, his devotion is mixed with the three modes of material nature. Thus in the translation purported by His Divine Grace Abhayashanara in the Bhaktivedanta Samishna Prabhupada ki jai. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांगस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामी नित नामिने नमः आचार्य पादाय नित्याय कृपा प्रदायने गौर कथा नमदाय नगर ग्राम तारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाठ प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमह मंदे परमानंद माधव पंचाकृपतरोपतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ब्रह्मण्य देवाय गो ब्राह्मणेताय च जगदित्याय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे आनंदनीलामय विग्रहाय यमा दिव्या च विसुंदराय तस्मै मा प्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते हरे कृष्ण श्रीमद्भागवतम थर्ड कांतो सो वी आर इन द teachings of Lord Kapila. So this particular chapter is explanation of devotional service by Lord Kapila. So here in this particular chapter, Lord Kapila is explaining the devotional service when it is mixed with the modes of material nature, mode of ignorance, mode of passion and mode of goodness. And then he will explain sattva guna, shuddha sattva, devotional service in Shuddha Sattva, and also you will explain what is the desire of the devotees of serving the Lord, ultimate desire. So last class we understood about 329.8. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent and angry, and who is a separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. Actually, devotional service to the Lord is actually the eternal duty of the living entity. Jivara Swarupa Hai Nitya Krishna Das. A living entity cannot serve the Lord unless he is very fortunate after coming to the material world, Bhagyavan. So even when he comes to that level, still how is devotional service to the Lord is tinged by the material modes. Because material world means, it is the prakriti means, it is influenced by the three modes. But devotional service is actually transcendental to the three modes. But still even the devotional service is transcendental, but still when the devotee engages in the devotional service, he can be influenced by the three modes. Exactly like the law of the country is the law of the country. Nobody can break it, and everybody knows that it should not be broken, but still there will be somebody breaking it. This is the same thing, devotional service. So in the last class it is explained that devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent and angry, and who is a separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. So this separatist is explained in today's verse. The worship of deities in the temple by a separatist with a motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. So the translation says, previously it was persons
individual now serving in the temple. The worship of deities at the temple by separatist with a motive for material enjoyment. So all of us, we know what is material enjoyment means, which is separate from Krishna's enjoyment. Fame and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. So we'll try to understand Srila Prabhupada's purport. So pure devotional service, this is the last class, I am continuing from the previous class. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhanavatam anukulyena krishnan shilanam bhaktir uttama. When the first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruta action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna also means his devotees. And Ankulyena means favorable for pure devotional service. Now, Lord Kapila is trying to address Mother Dehavati's question. And if anybody remembers what is Dehavati's question, one of the very strong question is asked was, which we will come later also, that how can the living entity, when he comes to this material world, how he can be liberated from the clutches of the three modes from the material world? And she says it's highly impossible. It's very impossible. Like, the taste of the water cannot be separated from the water. Like the fragrance of the earth cannot be separated from the earth. The same way, once the living entity comes in contact with the material world, it's very highly impossible for it to come out of it. By what it's impossible means, by itself, for the living entity is not possible. And it can be possible only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the Lord by devotional service. So here it says two things, a divide of material desires. So material desire and spiritual desire, there are two. So material desire means for our own, and spiritual desire is for the service of the Lord. It is the lust and the love. And then knowledge. So here Rupa Goswami is saying this verse. He says it's also divide of knowledge. So what if this knowledge is? The knowledge is required for bhakti or no? Jnana and vairagya is required. Tesam jnana nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyo jnana atyatam hamsa cha mama priyaha. So Krishna in 7th chapter, he says that four types of devotees surrender unto him. Artho jijnasa atyati jnanisha brata shrava. One who desire of wealth, one is distressed, one is trying to understand inquisitive, and one who tries to understand the absolute truth. These four devotees try to surrender unto him, and among them, one who is in the knowledge of the Supreme and who renders devotional service, he is very dear to him. So bhakti basically means that we come close to Krishna, we become dear to Krishna, and we remain with Krishna. So today, but today's verse is speaking about the worship of deities in the temple by separatists with the motive for material enjoyment. Fame and opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. So here, when the three modes are involved, that means it is contaminated, not pure. So this is not the pure bhakti, but we are discussing about the pure bhakti. Now we will discuss when devotional service is unfavorable. Is there any time that the devotional service can be unfavorable? Yes or no? How many are saying yes? Is at any time devotional service can be unfavorable? No, devotional service at any time cannot be unfavorable. If it is unfavorable, the demons will never get liberation. Even Krishna kills demons, they will get liberation. It's not. But only thing is that what is the ultimate benefit of devotional service? That is the secret. What is the ultimate benefit of devotion? Otherwise, Kapila Muni would not be speaking about devotional service which are contaminated with the three modes. So now why he is speaking? Because we should understand what is the pure devotional service which is above the modes. So this is the question. When is the devotional service is unfavorable? From this shloka, when it is unfavorable? When one becomes a separatist. So usually when we say separatist, what do we mean? What do we understand? Separate interest. See, usually in the material world, everybody wants to be different than others. Everybody wants to be different from others. Then he thinks that he is distinguished. But in the spiritual world, it's the totally opposite. Everybody has to be together. He cannot be separatist. If there is guru, means all the disciple has to be with the guru. If it is surrendered to Krishna, means everybody has to be surrendered to Krishna. That is why Krishna says, Ekena Manasa. Or there is another verse is there. Vyavasasmik Buddhi Eke Kuru Nandana. So that should be surrendered to Krishna. One cannot come out of the bhakti or service to Krishna and say that I am different. In spiritual life it is not accepted. So separatist means, this I am now everything from Srila Prabhupada's purport. A separatist one who sees his interest as separate from that of a Supreme Lord. So this is the difference between the devotees and the non-devotees. So what is the mood of the devotees? Why their saintly persons are glorified? Prabhupada says, who is the Guru Prabhupada says? He is a representative of Krishna, right or no? That means, whatever a representative means what? Whatever the Lord desires, he gives. Correct or no? What the Lord wants? Lord wants all the living entities to go back to him and engage in devotional service. So this is the mood of the saintly persons also. But a separatist one who sees his interest as separate from that of the Supreme Lord. So what will happen? The very cause of our existence in the material world is because of our separatist mentality towards the Lord. Very simple definition. The very existence of our material world is only because of the separatist mentality from the Lord. Because we don't want to be with the Lord. So, and Srila Prabhupada, separatist one who worship the Lord in the mode of passion. That means motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence. So what is these three items mentioned? It will come further also, it was before also. So what does that mean? Material enjoyment, fame and opulence. So this is something related to the body. Actually we will only touching part of this. We will discuss something else better than this for us, for our spiritual life. So material enjoyment, is it favorable for our devotional service? It is no. Bhogaisharya prasaktanam thayaprata chedasam vivasatme buddhi samadhavana vidhiyate. Krishna says, those who are engaged bhoga and aishwarya, sense gratification and in the bhoga, the devotion service never takes place within them. So it is not favorable. So there was this question of this attitude. That means one engages in the devotional service. She has asked this question before. Now Kapila Muni is asking, is that if the devotional service is contaminated. See, what is Devati's question is this. In the material world, all living entities, if they are not devotees of the Lord, they are suffering anyway. There is no end to it. One who does not become a devotee of the Lord, suffering is mandatory. It is unchangeable. That is the nature of the material world. The kalam ashashvatam. But the worry should be, one, when it comes to spiritual life, if his bhakti, devotion is not favorable, then he is not better than them also. Because why is not better than them? He may live in a better way because of the devotional service, because devotional service has got an effect, but what happens is that the ultimate benefit which he is supposed to get of devotional service, he will not get it. So that is our attitude. The attitude here, see, Devati's question here in the previous chapter, he says, my dear Brahmana, does material nature ever give release to the spirit soul? Since one is attracted to other eternally, how is the separation possible? As there is no separate existence of the earth and its realm or the water and its space, there cannot be any separate existence of intelligence and consciousness. So what is the interest of a separatist? So here, this is the question, that it is basically not possible for the living entity by himself to come out of this, the bandhan of the material modes. It's not possible. Even after coming to devotional service, if it does not engage in the pure devotional service, then still it is binding in the material world. So Prabhupada says, the interest of such devotees is to draw from the Lord as much as possible for their sense gratification. This is the separatist mentality. Mixed devotees are devotees in the mode of passion and ignorance, think that the interest of the Supreme Lord is supplying the orders of the devotee. But actual interest of Lord is, what is the actual interest of the Lord? This is what we said, representative. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishasi ata chetvam hankaram na shosasi vinankshasi. Says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such a conscious, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So this is just a preliminary to today's class. So if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. So what Devati is also the questions in this Kapila Gita is, actually basically how the living entity to come out of this material existence. So Krishna is saying, if you become conscious of me, so what is the, in this particular mode of passion, which one wants to fame, enjoy all, what is the conscious of becoming Krishna here? Bhaktaram yajna tatasam sarvaloka maheshram suradam sarvabhutanam jatamam vichadi. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, whereas all the shlokas, who is trying to be enjoyer? Even though they are doing the bhakti, they want to enjoy. Even they are serving Krishna, they are devotees, they are not ordinary souls. They are not ordinary, they are not non-devotees, they are devotees. But while they are serving the Lord, still they want to be enjoyed. So that is the hindrance. So it is due to, Krishna says, if however you do not work in that conscious, but act through false ego, that means identify the body, not hearing me, you will be lost. Now, cause of false ego. So what is the cause of false ego? It is actually ignorance, but we will speak from Srila Prabhupada's purport here. When one, the so-called devotee, desires material enjoyment without reference to the interest of the Supreme Lord, he wants to become famous or opulent by utilizing the mercy or grace of the Supreme Lord, he is in the mode of passion. So why the mode of passion is unfavorable in bhakti? So first of all, to understand, we need to understand also what is bhakti. So first, urdvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittistha ado gacchanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the abominable mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. So now Mother Dehavati is asking the question, for what purpose? What is her first question in the beginning? That I am inflicted with the material miseries. That how to come out of it? She says inflicted. Who is the mother of the Supreme Lord? Herself, she is saying. So here, if we worship the Lord in the mode of passion, then what happens? What happens? We remain here in earthly planets. But what is the purpose of devotional service? To come out of this material world. But pure bhakti will award the ultimate goal of life to the living entity. So this one, Lord Kapila spoke before. Jarayati ashaya kosham nigirnam analoyata. Says, bhakti, the devotional service, dissolves the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego of the living entity without separate effort, just as fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. Now for our gross body, do we have any difficulty to dissolve it? Yes or no? No difficulty. Whether you wish death or not, death will come. the body will dissolve with the material nature. It will dissolve. The material body, the death is there. But the question is, how do we dissolve the subtle body? Because as long as the subtle body is not dissolved, then our existence in the material existence is guaranteed. So if we have to go to spiritual world, the subtle body has to be dissolved. And the subtle body cannot be dissolved by one's own endeavor unless one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. So that's why it says bhakti, the devotional service, dissolve the subtle body of mind in the ego of the living entity without separate effort, just as a fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. So how does it dissolve? For that we need to know what is bhakti is. If generally if somebody says what is bhakti is, what we will say? It is the purified activities of the senses in one sentence. Correct? Prabhupada make this statement. It is the purified activities of the senses. But as the what is this purified activity? This activity, it involves what? That is the main subject to the benefits of bhakti. So by the very nature of bhakti, there are how many processes there? 9 processes there. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam and Atmanivedanam. Then next what comes? Yeah, this is okay. Now we are talking about the bhakti. What all involved in the bhakti? Next is 5 limbs of bhakti, which is association of devotees, chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in holy dham and deity worship. So next what comes? Bhakti. So it is the 6 characteristics of bhakti. So it is Kleshagni, Subhada, Moksha Lagutakrata, Sudurlabha, Sandrananda Visheshatma and Sri Krishna Akarshini. See, this one goes another. First is the process of bhakti. It has to be within the 5 limbs of bhakti. And also it should be done. Once we do that, then what happens? The characteristics of bhakti will manifest. Because what we are trying to understand now? The bhakti in the mode of passion makes us here. But how can we transcend these 3 modes to be engaged in the pure bhakti? And then, what happens? 5 kinds of liberation in bhakti. It may be difficult to read. So, Sahajya, Samipya, Sarupya, Salokya and Sasti. So now, then when we get liberation, then again, there are 5 rasas of relationship in bhakti. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Now the question, how even the bhakti in the 3 modes can transcend to pure bhakti? So now today's work was that a separatist, when he engages in the devotional service, that devotional service is in the mode of passion because he desires material opulence, fame and opulence. But whereas pure bhakti does not allow any material contamination. So how even bhakti in the 3 modes can transcend to pure bhakti? Because we should not at any stage should be in the hopeless condition. So Ashabandha, Rupa Goswami Ashabandha, we should be always hopeful of that I will be purified in my endeavor, in my devotional service. Otherwise, we don't take to relation. If there is hopelessness only, then to engage in devotional service, there will be no determination. But how can we determine that wherever we are, whether our devotional service in the mode of ignorance, whether our devotional service in the mode of passion, whether our devotional service in the mode of goodness, how can we transcend to pure bhakti? So now we'll try and understand that. Atmanivedanam, total surrender to the Lord. Now, who is in the picture here? This is Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, son of Virochana. So he's not an ordinary soul. Now, what we are trying to discuss, the devotion service in the mode of passion. Usually the kings are the kshatriyas and they are in the mode of passion. Brahmanas are mode of goodness, kshatriyas are mode of passion, the vaishyas are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and the shudras are in the mode of ignorance. So Bali Maharaj was the leader of the demons, and being is the leader, he was in the kshatriya and he was in the mode of passion. But even though he was in the mode of passion, as it discussed here,
he became one of the greatest
devotees of the Lord.
See, in the five liberation, one of that is Salokya. That means, one when get liberation, he is Salokya is given in the same loka of the Lord. But Bali Maharaj, he was given in the same place. But Bali Maharaj is a great devotee. The Lord went to his abode where Sutala, the Bali was placed in Sutala. But the Lord himself went to Sutala. Actually, the vice versa. Usually the devotees go to the Lord's abode. But here the Lord went to the devotee's abode, Sutala. So the liberation is also the vice. That is the greatness of the devotee. The Lord will do anything. So you will try to understand from this. The material benefits are insignificant, but the benefits are pure bhakti. Atma Nivedanam by Bali Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So, Kleshagni, now we will, first of all, when we engage in the devotional service, the nine processes of bhakti, the characteristics of bhakti, that will manifest in the devotee, because that is the benefit of devotional service. So, first is Kleshagni, that means destroys the suffering. Subhada, all auspicious, bestows all good qualities, bestows happiness. Moksha Lagutakrut, derives liberation. Sudurlabha, rarely attained. Sandranada Visheshatma, contains to bliss. And Sri Krishna, Akarshini, attracts Krishna. So what do we need from this? Yes. Actually, this is nothing to desire. This will manifest by itself in different levels. So it is explained, the first four manifest in the sadhana bhakti, the last two manifest in the bhava bhakti. Hare Krishna. So we will try to understand this because it is related to this verse, and we will take the example Bali Maharaj in everything. So Kleshagni, immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. See, when we engage in devotional service, ultimately we don't engage devotional service for nothing. Correct or no? We desire something. It's not that we are desireless. There is certainly desire is there. But what is our desire? Hari Toshanam. Our desire is that by our bhakti, we please the Lord. And when the Lord is pleased, whatever he does, it is fine with us. Because that we'll discuss also later. So first is to please the Lord. But when we are trying to please the Lord, there may be some obstacles. So how that obstacle will go from our way is Krishna is explaining all these six characteristics of bhakti. That when we serve the Lord, what is coming in obstacle, how it is removed. So immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. So fourth chapter Krishna says, Yate Yadamshi Samidhagnir Basmasat Kurute Arjuna Jnanagni Sarva Karmani Basmasat Kurute Tata. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities. And 1866, what Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritya, he says that he will relieve from all kinds of sins. And then Shri Krishna to Uddhava, because we have only 15 minutes. Yathaknihi su samruddharchihi karoti etamshi basmasat tata mad vishaya bhaktir uddhavanam shi krishna saha. Says, my dear Uddhava, just as a blazing fire turns to firewood into ashes, similarly devotion unto me completely burns to ashes sins committed by my devotees. So how it is related to Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj did not suffer the offenses of occupying forcibly the throne of Lord Indra because he served Lord favorably. See, it's, we know Bali Maharaj, a small brief about Bali Maharaj. After the churning of the milk ocean, the demons were very badly defeated. And Bali Maharaj was almost dead. Huh? Almost dead. Shukracharya actually, it says Bhagavata, he was dead only. So Shukracharya revived him by Sanjeevani mantra. And then Bali Maharaj accepts Shukracharya as his spiritual master. Not only that all the Brahmani accepts them as his spiritual masters, and then he serves them very favorably. The Brahmanas, they were the descendants of Bhrigumuni, they were very happy with him.
So when the Brahmanas are very happy, when the spiritual master is very happy, their benediction, there is no limit to it. Because see, like we recite this, Vanchakalpataru Bhishyakrupa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyu Vaishnavebhyu Namo Nama. In that sloka, what you understand, what the Lord does, only the other dudes who can do is the Vaishnavas. That means the Lord can give liberation. Nobody can give liberation. Even Brahma says this verse, Rudra says this verse. Only the Lord can give liberation. So that liberation which even Brahma, Lord Shiva, of course, when they become the devotees, they can give. As Rudra has become Vaishnava, he can give that. Because Vaishnavas can give. They become devotees, they can give. But in their position, they may not be able to give. But when they become devotees, they will give. So here, it says that the Lord is the Mukunda, being Mukunda, the giver of liberation. Only the other one who can give liberation to the living entities is only the Vaishnavas. So here, Bali Maharaj, he served his spiritual master, Shukracharya, and the Brahmanas. By that, they were so happy that he becomes so powerful. Because then they made a Vishwajit Yajna. By that, he becomes so powerful, so effulgent, and then they blessed him. Okay, now you can conquer Indra. So they blessed him and they sent him. And when Bali Maharaj came, only outskirts of Indrapuri, the Lord Indra's kingdom, Swargalok, outside, his effulgence and the power, Indra looking from his kingdom, you could feel the strength of Bali Maharaj, and he did not have the courage to fight with him. So what he does, he goes to his spiritual master, Brahaspati. And Brahaspati says, now this Bali Maharaj is empowered by the Brahmanas, nobody can defeat. If there is anybody can defeat, it's only the Supreme Lord. And this is not your time, it's better you leave the kingdom and go. That is why Bali Maharaj was occupying forcibly the throne of Indra, and it's an offense. It's forcibly. So, but still, you serve the Lord favorably, this loka applies to him. That sin was not applicable to him. Next is Subhada, all auspicious. Pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Neha Bikramana Shasti Pratyavayana Vidyasvalpam Asya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. So what you are trying to understand now? Okay, if you lose this track, we will be lost for good. We are talking about how to transcend the devotional service, which are contaminated with the three modes, how it can be transcended to mode of pure goodness, and it can be done when we understand what is bhakti is, and that bhakti has got six characteristics. When we engage in the pure devotional service of the Lord, then these pure characteristics manifest. By that, we don't again go back to in the three modes or in the material contamination. So Krishna says bhakti is like subhada with all auspicious. So Krishna says that in this endeavor there is no loss or diminution. That means we may not be successful, but still there is good hope. It is all auspicious because Karbhajana Muni actually says to King Nimi. He says, Swapada Mulam Bhajata Priyasya Tvaktvanya Bhavasya Hari Pareshaha Vikarma Yakcho Paritam Katan Chid Dunoti Sarvam Vridhi Sannivistaha. He says, one who has thus given up all other engagements and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Godhead, is very dear to the Lord. And what happens, the Lord does. Indeed, he is such a surrendered soul, incidentally commits some sinful activity, the Supreme Person Godhead, who is seated within everyone's heart, immediately takes away the reaction to such sin. So here, even though Bali Maharaj disobeyed his guru and committed offense, but serving Lord favorably achieved complete mercy of the Lord. So what was the offense Bali committed? He did not obey the instruction of the spiritual master. So it is a nama paraj. So but still, the Lord actually forgot that offense. He forgot that because he surrendered to the Lord favorably. That means, when see this, why we are saying this,
Because it is the quality of the bhakti, that is the reason. If the Lord Krishna will never go against scriptures. So it is part of the scripture. Even though he disobeyed the order, the Lord pardoned is part of the scripture. Because by nature the bhakti is all auspicious. And what Bali Maharaj did? Atma Nivedana, he fully surrendered. Full surrender is part of the bhakti. So he must get the benefit. That's why he did not come under that reaction of that sin. Then moksha lagutakrit. Those in pure devotional service derived even the concept of liberation. So this is the main subject of today. We are talking, we will go for 3-4 shlokas in this. Because when your devotional service is in the mode of passion or ignorance or goodness, which is contamination, how we can, what is the actual desire we should have for purification? What should be the actual desire? This is the verse again, Lord Kapila will speak after 3-4 classes. Salokya shasti samipya sarupektam api yutha diyamananam na grananti vina maksevanam janaha. A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation. Salokya shasti samipya sarupya savijya. Even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Lord will, actually, when one engages devotional service, he will avoid this, but the devotee does not desire. What is, if our desire in bhakti is very clear, then the falling down from the bhakti is very less. So that's what we are trying to arouse from this contest. So then what do they desire? King Prithu says, Na kamaye na da tad api ham kvachin na yatra isma charanam bhujasavaha mahatta mantar hridayan mukachito vidatva karna yutamesha mevaraha. He says, my dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, Savija Mukti. A benediction in which there is no existence of the nectar and beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction at least 1,000,000 years, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. Those who attended this Kapila Gita from the previous, one of the instructions which Lord Kapila gave for purification, to become pure, it was about hearing. One of hearing. So this is what here is King Prithu says. So he wants the benefit, because as long as we have the inclination to hear the glories of the Lord, that is a very fast progress on our bhakti. So usually we made the coupon here. The purpose of making the coupon system is for hearing, actually. But still, we are separatists. The today's slogan is separatist in the mode of passion. They don't want to obey the rules and regulations. They always want to be different. Even if you say, please take a coupon, they are against to take the coupon. They will come without taking a coupon. This separatist mentality. Because temple and the Lord, there is no difference. There is no difference. What is that ego? It is a temple. The temple is a system. There is a procedure. This is for the service of the Lord. You are coming to a Lord's temple. If you go to a police station, you will not believe the police people. If you go to an airport, you will not believe the airport authority. If you go to a court, you will not believe the court. Immediately they will put in the prison. But if you come to the temple, you want to believe the way you want. You don't want to believe the Lord wants. This is separatist mentality. This is exactly the sloka today what we are discussing. So here, but the hearing should be, the whole purpose of it is for that. That we should be desirous to hear it. That's the whole purpose of coupon is for this. That we should desire. That will purify us. So ultimate desire of the devotees. Lord Shiva to Mother Sati. Narayana para sarve na kutashana bibhyati. Darshana. See, this desire we have, that can eliminate all our contamination. It says, devotee solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personal Godhead, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, the liberation and hellish planets are all the same. For such, devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Bali Maharaj even though knew from his Guru Shukracharya that Dwar Brahmana was Lord Vishnu himself and came to take away all opulences, he did not desire anything except fulfilling the desire of the Lord, Atma Nivedana. See, here, the Shukracharya was telling Bali Maharaj, he is the Supreme Lord. Now, he came to take everything from you. And what? And this Brihaspati tells Indra, when he goes to him, that Bali has come and that he is so powerful and we don't see that we can win. Brihaspati says, when this Bali, he offends the Brahmanas, then you can win over him. So, this is the time. So, even though Bali knew that if he offend Brahmanas, then everything, but still, because Vamana was Lord Brahman, he says, my word will have the value. I will not deviate from my word. So, he avoided everything, but he was successful in that. He was not failed in that. So, Sudurlabha. So, now I have to go because our time is finished. We'll just last and we'll go to the ultimate essence. Pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakyama medijanati evanyachas tattva, tatomam tattva tojata vishate tadanantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Person Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Because of loving service to his spiritual master, Bali Maharaj could easily attract Lord Vishnu. Now actually, in truth, Bali Maharaj was actually serving the spiritual master because it was desire of the Lord. Because the Lord could have easily killed Bali Maharaj and given the kingdom to Lord Indra. But he did not do that. Because Bali Maharaj was actually a devotee of the Lord. And if Shukracharya did not make him as strong as Indra, then there was no need for the Lord to appear. See, the Lord has appeared only Bali Maharaj and begged him. See, there is one Sudurlabha we did not take, which is rarely achieved. In the case of Bali, the Sudurlabha is that the Lord has appeared and begging. You just imagine, everybody is begging the Lord for something to get, and here the Lord is begging. See, this is Sudurlabha, rarely achieved. Bali Maharaj achieved that rarely achieved. Hare Krishna. So, the conclusion now. A pure devotee has no interest but to act on behalf of the Supreme Lord. When one has even a tinge of personal interest, his devotion is mixed with the three modes of material nature. But as long as we have material body, can we be at any time without material desire? Is possible or not possible? So if there is no possible means, then we are hopeless. But there should be some hope, no? Hare Krishna. Characteristics of pure devotional service cannot manifest when the devotional service mixed with the three modes. And if those characters does not manifest, there is no hope of going to back to Godhead also. Then what is the way to success for all? So this is what we carry home. Etan nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nupandirnitham hare namanu kirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires. Those who are desirous of material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So it says doubtless and fearless way of success for all is Hare Namanu Kirtanam, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We chant the holy name in the three stages, which is Nama Parada, Nama Bhasha and Shuddhanama. But to come to Shuddhanama, it takes time. But in all our endeavor in bhakti, definitely we may have up and downs. But when we keep one desire, two desires, one is that whatever we do, by that act we please the Lord. And number two is that we will try to chant the holy name of the Lord purely. This is an endeavor. We try to chant the holy endeavor. Then that power of that holy name, which is five angas. What is the one anga in that? See, first we said nine processes of bhakti, which is Shravanam Kirtanam is there. Next we said is the... Yeah, the five angas of bhakti, which one is the chanting the holy name is there. Then we said the six characteristics, which is Kleshagni. Kleshagni, Basmasad, we said that chanting the holy name can burn. So chanting the holy name, to all the stages it goes, and glorifying the Lord. See, this one is chanting the holy name of the Lord, and a desire that whatever we do, we will please the Lord. And in the first verse, we recited only that pure bhakti, anyabhilasa shunyam. In that verse, we said, done favorable. And we say, Krishna means Krishna's devotees also. So what that means, that our service, not only that we think that we are doing Krishna favorably, but also we serve the Lord, and as devotees also favorably. Then, it is possible that we come out of the three modes which contaminates the bhakti. Hare Krishna. With that we will conclude. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki. Hare Krishna. Any doubt, any questions, any clarifications, devotees are free to ask. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. One is engaged devotional service and he desires liberation. Yeah, it is automatically done. He doesn't even, if he engages in devotional service or not, even if he doesn't desire, he get liberation. So if he desire, automatically he should get, no? Yeah, that is the mood of the devotees. But moksha laguta akrat means it even derives the liberation. That means it derives, it doesn't mean the liberation is not there. Liberation is by default, it is there. For this, there is another verse in Bhagavatam which you know, that Lord Brahma is praying when he was the coward boy. What a tatya anukamba sa sumiksha mano. Yeah. That verse he says that this devotees of the Lord, they may be suffering in this material world due to their past activity, but when he engages in the devotional, the liberation becomes their rightful claim. Dayabruk, it says, Dayabruk. That means it becomes the rightful claim. And Srila Prabhupada explains, like the son, he acquires the property of the father by default, the same way a devotee engaged in devotional service of the Lord, liberation is his rightful claim. Even if it doesn't get, he can claim it. Not is getting a claim there. Hare Krishna. What is other? Yeah. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dishyasinath. Yes. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Okay, separatist mentality. You have to tell word by word, so I'll repeat here. Yeah. Yeah, Hare Krishna. See, that is Ayananda Tanaja Kinkaram Paditam Ambishame Bhavam Buddhav Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sita Duli Sadrasham Vichintaya. O son of Maharajananda Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other I have fallen down to this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So we are not going to live in the past, we are present and future. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, now we are here, engage in devotional service, go back. But when you go back, you will not come back. Of course, the answer is like when you misuse the free will, because today's class we said, the bhakti dissolves the subtle body. Mind, intelligence and false ego. But they are contaminated. But it doesn't mean that we don't have mind, intelligence and ego in the spiritual. We have that. In the spiritual world is also, the three modes are there. In the tenth canto, in the Lord Brahma, same pastime, when Lord Brahma, he stole the coward boys and the cows, so the Lord manifested all the Vishnu forms when Lord Brahma came back. So Lord Krishi Krishna manifested all the 400 forms, and then Brahma is watching something very peculiar. You can, in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is that peculiarity is that Lord Shri Krishna is looking at all that 400 forms which are in the coward boys, but Brahma could see them coward boys as well as 400 forms in a very, very affectionate way. So he says that affectionate way looking at it is the mode of passion in the spiritual world. When the Lord develops a mode of passion, he looks at the devotees in a very passionately. I mean, there is no cause for it. It's a causeless mercy of the Lord. So when the Lord looks at his devotees in a very passionate way, become compassionate towards them, that is also considered the mode of passion in the spiritual world. Because it is there, it's Srimad Bhagavatam, that particular verse is there, purport is there. Hare, is the answer to your question, or I don't know. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, is there something? Yeah, Indra, Dhruva Maharaj, he will not take that. Today we are focusing on the devotional service in the mode of passion that when we desire, because this mentality will be there, and material body doesn't mean that we are pure. There will be some desire will be there. But how to transcend this beyond the modes to be engaged in the pure devotional service of the Lord? Lord will fulfill all desire and he is happy to do that. Why? Because one of the characteristics of bhakti is, what is that? Sudurlabha, bhakti is rarely achieved. Why Maya is so strong in this material world? What is her duty? Sudurlabha is related to Maya only. Bhakti, one of the characteristics of bhakti, see, it is Kileshagni, Subhada, Moksha, Lagudakrita, Sudurlabha, Santaran, Visheshatma, and then Sri Krishna Akarshini. So Sudurlabha, so why it is bhakti is rarely achieved? Because Maya will not allow to engage in bhakti. And how the Maya acts? Maya acts to the three modes. It doesn't come directly in front of her act. The three modes. Either we will be influenced by the ignorance, whether you will be influenced by the passion, or you will be influenced by the mode of goodness. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Prabhu. Yeah. Yeah, that means in the material world, desire cannot be eliminated. But bhakti, the chanting of the holy name is so powerful. Even a person who is inflicted with the material desire can be purified. Here the strength of the holy name is explained. I understood. I also am preparing. I thought it's a rasa bhasha. All the time you're discussing about the material contamination, and suddenly you bring something which will make a feeling that it contradicts totally whatever we said. Yes, we need that. The reason is that in the material world, there is a hopeless condition that we become 100% pure. It's definitely not possible to become pure. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a hope. The only hope is that whether I am contaminated or I am not contaminated, as long as chanting the holy name is there, that is a perfection, because we are not looking at the people, we are not looking at either ourselves or others, that what is my fault is. We are only looking at, with this fault, how can I perfect? And that hope is only chanting the holy name. That is why after speaking all Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end what Sukadeva Goswami says, Kale Dosa Nidhe Rajan Asyeko Maham Gunan Kirtane Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Samachar Kirtana. So ultimately, yes, our subject matter may be discussing about the mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, but this is not the ultimate subject to understand. The subject to understand is that if you are inflected with this, how you are supposed to come out of it? That is explained in the coming verses. It's coming. But this is a preliminary to the perfection. Hare Krishna. Dhanav.
Hare Krishna. This is Sundar Chaitanya Prabhuji King. Srila Prabhupada King.